The next two psalms on our program tonight were also composed in 19th century America. This was a time of rapid industrialization, which brought people from the countryside into the cities where factories were concentrated. Industrialization changed the nature of work. In mass production, a worker makes just one part of a machine and may not know anything whatsoever about another part of the same machine. Industrialization brought great wealth to the 2% and raised the overall standard of living. But it also made the lives of many workers more uncertain. Such working conditions set the stage for a key religious development after the Civil War, the Protestant Revival Movement. This movement aimed at bringing the gospel to Americans of all social and economic classes. One of the movement's key leaders was Dwight L. Moody. Raised in the Unitarian Church, Moody was a conscientious objector during the Civil War, but he paid 9 visits to the front lines of battle under the auspices of the U.S. Christian Commission of the YMCA to be among the Union soldiers. After the war, he went on to form a non-denominational church along with his musical director, Ira Sankey. Together, they held evangelical meetings beginning in the 1870s. They found in gospel hymns a way to give their audience easy access to Christianity's spiritual truths. Moody's own preaching emphasized God's love and cultivated sentiment over theology. Huge crowds flocked to Moody's meetings, where they heard mass choirs trained by Sankey. In 1876, Sankey brought out Gospel Hymns, a collection that was a best-selling hymnal until well into the 20th century. Copies were sold at the Moody's revival meetings, and royalties of $360,000, those are 19th century dollars, were paid during the first 10 years of production. Evangelical revivalism proved to be big business. The first two hymns on our program stem from these years of the Protestant revival movement. The hymn, The Sweet By and By, was written by S. Fillmore Bennett, who was a pharmacist by day. Its music was composed by Joseph P. Webster. This serene reverie of the afterlife was immensely popular in the 19th century and since has become a gospel standard. Ira Sankey recalled that, quote, Mr. Webster, like many musicians, was of an exceedingly nervous and sensitive nature and subject to periods of depression in which he looked upon the dark side of all things in life. I had learned his peculiarities so well that on meeting him I could tell at a glance if he was melancholy, and had found that I could rouse him by giving him a new song to work on. He came into my place of business, walked down to the stove, and turned his back on me without speaking. I was at my desk. Turning to him, I said, Webster, what is the matter now? It is no matter, he replied. It might as well be right by and by. The idea of the hymn came to me like a flash of sunlight, and I replied, The Sweet By and By. Why would not that make a good hymn? Maybe he would, he said indifferently. Turning to my desk, I penned the words of the hymn as fast as I could write. I handed the words to Webster. As he read, his eyes kindled, and stepping back to the desk, he began to write the notes. Taking his violin, he played the melody, and then jotted down the notes of the chorus. It was not over 30 minutes from the time I took my pen to write the words before two friends with Webster and myself were singing the hymn, which we will now hear.
There's a land that is fairer than day, and by faith we can see it afar, for the Father waits over the to prepare us a dwelling place there. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. To our bountiful Father above, we will offer our tribute of praise. for the glorious gift of his love and the blessings that hallow our days. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. We shall sing on that beautiful shore the melodious songs of the blessed, and our spirits shall sorrow no more. Not a sigh for the blessing of rest. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. Oh, in the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore.
Very nice.